finally home. I can't believe today. Just another day in a wonderful mega city. Babe, are you home? Babe? You should be home by now.
Where are you?
It's not like this place is big enough that I could lose you. Fine, it's over. It's over. I just need to see you. I need to see you and to hold you and to just... You make it all better. Where are you? The balcony. Why are you always on the balcony? No, I just got home. It's fine. Could you just hold me? Please. It's just a bad day. Another one. You make it better. Ah, it was just the usual. This city. It's crazy. Too many people. Not enough food. Not enough jobs. It always feels like it's on the edge of disaster. It's just a bad. I'm home now, with you, and it's worth it. Coming home to you makes everything better. Work. The complex is... I don't know. Things are difficult. There was an accident on Alpha Shift. I don't know if anyone survived. So we had to take over their work orders and... the androids are useless. I don't know if it's the programming or that they're so old. But they kept making mistakes and we had to redo it and redo it and redo it. And there's no air to breathe in there. The venting is... doesn't work. It's hot as hell and just... I've got nothing against robots, you know that. I'm not one of those. I'm not that kind of person. But if they employed actual people, it would be better. I'm lucky, I'm good at my job. But I spend so much time fixing things, solving problems, fighting fires, literally fighting fires. Just makes everything harder. There were protesters outside. I think something's going to happen. Oh, I'll be careful. I wouldn't be able to access the lab anyway. There was another bombing. You heard about it on the news. I know Life is hard. I know that there aren't enough jobs, but they can't get to the people in power. Blowing up shuttle pod stations doesn't do anything. It won't change anything. It just makes it harder for the rest of us, and life is hard enough as it is. Yeah. I had to walk 10 blocks over, but I couldn't get into that shuttle pod station because overcrowding, as always. I ended up walking, I don't know, 40 blocks. Managed to sneak in before the gate fell down. It was uncomfortable. Long. On the shuttle, there was an old lady with her companion bot. And it was... everyone was looking at it. Muttering. And then it stopped, and we were in a tunnel. The lights went out. Because, of course, this fucking city doesn't have enough power for all of us. All you could see was the red glow of his eyes. Nothing happened. The lights came back on and they shrank back. Too scared to do something under the eye of the camera. When I finally got to where I stopped, security checks. I checked my chip 4 times, 5 times. Asking questions. And then I just walked home. Even walking home takes so much effort. Having to push against the crowds, guard against the thieves. I hate this city. I mean, look out from the view on our balcony. When was the last time we saw the sky? All there is neon. I know you keep looking. I would do anything to give you the sky, you know that, right? If there was a way for me to get a skyline apartment to give you that view, I would. I'd do anything for you. You are the only thing in this world that makes it worth it. Living in this city would be impossible without. I know we don't have much, but what we have, this apartment, it's a haven from the outside world. You make me feel safe. Happy. I was so nervous on the day of the selection. Even though they tried to sell it as being normal, the best thing for society, your duty, the perfect match. I was dreading it. I was... After my parents died, my grandfather brought me up on the stories of the olden days. Stories of love and choice, space to move, blue skies, blue oceans, air you could breathe without being sick. He gave me books to read. battered, torn books. If anyone knew. But feeling the pages, reading the words, it was so different than just reading off of a screen. Feeling. Sensation. And the stories. Romance, love, passion. It made me ache for it. Made me ache to have a choice. To be able to fall in love, to just fall. And then the day arrived and it was selection. I had half convinced myself that it wasn't going to happen. That I could run away, find something else, somewhere else, that they wouldn't catch me, that I wouldn't be punished. But I went with everyone else. I waited. I was chipped. Led into that white room. The computer offered me sedation. My heart was going so fast. The grand societal computer, all knowing for the betterhood of society. I held my breath in that moment. Held my breath before I found out who I was going to spend the rest of my life with, and I swear my heart stopped. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. And then I saw your face and I felt. I felt something. Something warm, colourful, something out of books. And then the door opened and you walked in. And I wasn't in the room anymore. I was on a beach somewhere. Sun shining down, and you were there, and my eyes met yours, and I could breathe. Then the computer started telling us of all of the obligations of partnership, then asked if we agreed. I saw your face when I didn't speak. I forgot that I had to say yes. I was too lost in your eyes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come here, let me kiss you. Predetermination. That's all they talk about. Perfectly matched. No mistakes. But it's not that kind of predetermination that is you and I. Even if we hadn't been partnered, even if it had been some stranger's face, I would have found you. This is destiny. Fate. Romantic things from books. Forbidden stories. This is love. Warm and real. Touchable. Strokeable. it's always raining. We live in a city full of people. We never see the sky. It's always raining. The air is electric with tension. But I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change a single thing because being here with you, it's true love. This is love. I love you. I am so lucky to have found you. What do you mean I taste of coffee? The food replicators were on the fritz. Everything tasted like coffee. Yeah, I wasn't a happy girl. Move. I don't know. Moving away from the city. It's precarious. I mean, at least here we have an apartment. We both have jobs. We're both good at our jobs. We can survive. We can make a nice home here. Hide away from everything. Be together. Colonies are a dream. You know that. Living off the earth. I don't know. Everything's so wrapped up in technology. I don't know if I could. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a million miles away. It doesn't matter about my doubts. The only thing that matters is that you will have your sky. An alien sky. But I want that for you. Let's do it. Let's put the application in. I think I've got enough credits saved. Nah, we could do it. We'd have to sell everything though. We wouldn't be able to take anything with us. It would just be us. But I don't need you. No neon. Not always dark. No rain. Imagine waking up and feeling the sunshine on your face. Do you think it would be quiet? Do you think we could find our own space? Let's go. I don't know what we'd do, but I want you to have your sky. Predetermined. Maybe that's where we're meant to be. Under some alien sky, feeling the sun on our faces. This dark, crowded nightmare of a city, a distant memory. I love you. I love you so much. Let's do it. Start again. Let's take the chance. Farthest one. I know that's the most dangerous, but we'll be together. Being together against all of the odds that we've been through. Being paired when there are so many people in this world. We've already beaten the odds. And I know we can do it together. Now come inside, out of the rain, and let me remind you just what you make me feel.